Hello and welcome to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm the Hick Chick, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwire.com. This time we check in with Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey. Got a chance to catch up with him at the Farm Progress Show.
2014 Farm Progress Show. Secretary Bill Northey for the state of Iowa, Ag Secretary. Let's even get all that in there perfect and right because, you know, I tend to screw things up from time to time. But the 2014 Farm Progress Show's here. What are we, about halfway through this cycle of Farm Progress Shows? How important is it to have it in the state of Iowa for you?
Well, it's awful important for us. First of all, we get a lot of Iowans here, and they love to be able to see this. And I think you can't come without being excited about the future, about the kind of investment these companies are making in agriculture, their responsiveness to the needs of farmers. I tell you, I just talked to a teacher, an ag teacher here, who brought 30 students from north central Iowa, 2.5 hours down here, to the show as well, and I can't imagine the buzz that they'll have on the way home about the cool things that they saw. So it's a lot easier to do that when it's in Iowa. We certainly love sharing it with Illinois, but we love our time that it's in Iowa because we get more kids here, we get more families here, and there's a lot of young people here that are with their parents, and that's exciting. I think they see the latest and greatest here. They see international visitors coming from around the world to see the latest and greatest in agriculture, and you can't help but make you excited about the things going on in ag and the future that there is for all of us in agriculture.
Well, and that's part of it, too. You want to keep things growing, so to speak. Pun absolutely intended there. But having it here, it's got to also build in some revenue for the state. They've got to really appreciate it. Just having it here and being around all the folks, what do you get to see when you're out talking to people?
You know, it's great because I get to spend more time here, obviously, when it's here. And to be able to talk to all the folks that are around here, catch up on what's going on. I know that we have a lot of international visitors here that will spend more time than showtime here. They will also go and visit other businesses. They'll do some business in Iowa while they're here. They'll go see other things that are happening. I think there's definitely some business that gets done on the grounds, both with Iowa farmers and farmers from other places. We have a lot of Iowa businesses that are part of this as well. An awful lot of these folks will just have to go a few hours home to their businesses. So there's some jobs that are impacted by having this show here and having folks be able to buy some things. Obviously, there's some hotel rooms and some food as well, but I'd argue in the long run the real benefit is the relationships that are made here and the future business that leads to, that is irreplaceable. So it's very important for it to be here.
And I know, you know, that agriculture is near and dear to all of our hearts. Tell me a little bit about the growing season here in Iowa this year. What are you hearing from folks?
You know, for the most part, folks are very happy with what they're seeing. We're seeing a little bit of sudden death in some soybeans, and people wonder exactly how the soybeans are going to be. But, well, they got to be pretty good. We got rain in August. You know, that's about usually what we determine soybean yields to be. And so they feel like they're good. Corn yields feel really good. And again, we'll have a few disease problems here and there, but for the most part, the corn is made. Folks are very excited about it. We have a few pockets. Mine happens to be one of those. I'm up in northwest Iowa. I have drowned outs and hail outs, and I'll have a less than average year up there, but most of Iowa's going to have a much better than average year. We got folks that are, you know, don't even want to guess what it's going to be. But they will tell you that their corn looks as good as it ever has in maybe 40 years of farming. And so they're excited about it. They're also crossing their fingers, make sure the windstorms don't blow it down or we don't get any hail late season here. But for the most part, much of Iowa looks very good, and we expect a big corn and a big soybean crop.
And, you know, you just come off your term as the, national president for the National Association of State Directors of Agriculture. How important is it to really work with folks across the 50 states? Agriculture impacts everyone.
It really does. It's a fun organization to be with, and you can just imagine the folks that are either elected or appointed to these jobs. They're great people. They love agriculture passionately. Every one of our states is very different. We have different agriculture from state to state, and we have different responsibilities. Every state department of agriculture looks different, too. We inspect meat. Some states don't. We inspect gas pumps. Some don't. Others have a fire service, and, you know, a fire service around their forest lands. We don't do that. So we're all different, but we all have some similarities. We love our agriculture. We feel passionate about it. Many of the folks have an interest in agriculture still or have family that do. And then it's important for us to be able to share, for example, Midwest issues like renewable fuel standard or biotech concerns from other places. It's important for us to be able to share that with our counterparts in other parts of the country as well. And then as often as we can stand together on issues, that really shows us strength, both to USDA and to federal policymakers, when they know we're hanging together on these issues and all across the country feels the same way.
One last thing, you know, I hear it from people all over the place whenever we travel around and happen to bump into you, no matter where it happens to be. You get a lot of praise for a lot of the work that you're doing. It's got to be humbling in a lot of ways, but are you still happy doing everything you're doing?
I love it. There's so much stuff going on in Iowa and across this country in ag, but certainly in Iowa here. I get around. We have 99 counties. I get to all 99 counties, and I still don't feel like I get to all the places I need to get to and all the people I need to hear from. We're able to carry some of that message other places, and I feel very good about that. And yet you always feel like you need to do more and you want to do more. I'm one of those guys that I love what I'm doing so much. It never feels like work. It can be some long days, but man, not compared to the farmers out here. They're going to spend some long days, lots of days, I can relate to that a little bit. But I love being able to help them, and we have an exciting time in agriculture, great future. I'm actually running again. I'm elected for office, and I've served 2 terms, and now running again for a 3rd term. So I guess that demonstrates that I haven't had enough yet either. I love it and hope to be able to serve another 4 years.
All right, he is Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey, and I'm Leah Guffey reporting.
That's this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm Leah Guffey, your host. Don't forget to follow along in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time.